And say the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Judge Cooper, I think you're up.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How is everyone?
Hello.
Good, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Some of you I know, some of you I don't, so hopefully I'll have a chance to meet all of you. I am here today asking for additional funds for Pauper Council. Our funds are very depleted at the moment, and due to a required transfer of some of the cases from Superior Court to Circuit Court, we have an issue with the contract public defender that we have. He's already maxed out in terms of quotas, which are required to be followed for reimbursement purposes, so I couldn't use him in my court anymore anyway. But he's going to have to be taken off of some of the cases and reassigned in Superior Court cases, which will ultimately help us. So ultimately, what it comes down to is I have approximately $300 left over for my Pauper Council. I do have some printouts here. I don't know that I have enough for everyone, but I do have enough that if you want to pass those around, that kind of is a summary of the funds that we've expended so far and remaining balances on those. And so tonight we're asking for $15,000 additional because of that requirement for the reassignment, which I'm working with the Public Defenders Commission on. Normally they wouldn't allow us to reassign someone once they reach the quota. I'm asking for a special exception in this circumstance because of the unique situation, and they're thinking that they're going to let us do that. So that'll help us. And so we can then use him, reassign him on some of the cases coming out of Superior Court. That reassignment of cases, in addition to the $15,000, I think can get us through the end of the year. Now that's, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, so I can't tell you for sure that that's the case, but that would be the reason for the request today.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What qualifications do you have to have, or, you know, I mean, can anybody walk in and say they're a pauper and can't afford this, or how do you justify?
Right, so there's a series of questions that I ask when I qualify someone to determine whether or not they are entitled to court-appointed counsel. Typically, we ask them if they're employed, when they were most recently employed, if they have any assets, if they have vehicles, real estate, property or assets over $100, if they have friends or family who can assist them. I haven't heard this from judges here locally, but in Tippecanoe County, the way that I did it was I would ask if they had made any attempts to either become employed, did they have any physical or mental disabilities that prevented them from being employed, or had they made any attempts to hire an attorney or find an attorney on their own. Generally, if they tell me that they have not done either of those things and they've not looked for employment, I'll say to them, I'm not telling you no. I want you to go and show me proof that you've done those things and then come back and we can readdress the issue. You have to be careful with that because we want to make sure that everyone's represented properly. And you don't want to miss any deadlines, but typically that's the guideline that we use. So there's no hard and fast.
Okay. Well, I would say we spent a lot of money this year. That's why
we sure have.
We're a small county. I wanted to know, you know, what the qualifications were to.
Right. And that's something that those are questions we ask of everyone who requests public counsel under oath.
And then they're not obligated to repay us back anything, or if they can or not?
It depends on kind of the level they fall. If they do have some assets or if they are employed in some way or some fashion, generally we ask that they pay some amount back. Generally it's $50 to $100. And that's money that I believe goes into our supplemental PD fund.
Now how about habitual offenders? I mean, we know one that's...
Right. It doesn't... Being a habitual offender does not mean that you're not entitled to counsel. Everyone's entitled to court-appointed counsel if they cannot afford an attorney.
You know, some people trouble just follows.
Sure.
So if somebody is appointed a pauper's counsel and they are working, we don't like put a garnishment against their wages or anything like that?
We do not. Generally what we do is part of the any kind of plea agreement or any kind of sentencing order, we would order that they repay that. Now, a lot of times we'll order that up front and then require that those be taken out. Sometimes it comes out of a bond that they might pay. So that's generally how we get that money back. And I think as part of the, and you'll have to forgive me because I've been trying to get up to speed on all of the different funds. I think I've got a grasp on it. But I know in Superior Court, we've requested $19,000 this year. We've used $18,981.60 of that. We share that fund with Circuit Court. So I know that they've also used funds out of that. And that's fees that people have paid in, is my understanding.
So have you done your budget for next year? Have you put more money in this pauper fund then?
So when I first came in, I did an audit. Thankfully, Judge Shern had looked at the budget prior to me even coming on board and had made some suggestions. And so what I did was look at the numbers. We've met with the PD Commission. They're working with us on trying to determine the most cost-efficient way to do this. What I will be asking for going forward is probably two contract attorneys rather than paying hourly, because I think based on the numbers, it might be the more cost-effective way to go.
I guess to add to their questions, I mean, from day one, when we set a bond and they bond out, we have always taken pauper council fees out of the bond. So if I spend $2,000 and they have a $3,000, that's why our supplemental public defender fund was so large, because we recoup that as we can. Also, if they're working, I mean, quite frankly, no attorney's going to take your case of any substance on a criminal juvenile matter without popping down $1,500. Now, maybe you're all luckier and can go in there and give an attorney $1,500. But nobody's going to take your case. So if they're actually working and we determine they have some expendable income, we'll order them to pay into the clerk's office so much per week, and then that's transferred to the supplemental public defender fund at the end of the case. So we have day one made efforts to see people pay their share, but you know, these things are expensive, and not demeaning attorneys, but they have their overhead, so they're not going to take a serious case, you know, major case, for probably less than $10,000 if you're charged with a high felony, nor even small cases for less than $1,500. That's what I asked them, have you seen an attorney? They say, yeah, but I don't have the $1,500. So, you know, I have very few people that come in with, quite frankly, with jobs. You know, they don't have a history of employment and really don't have a lot of assets. So.
Well, that was my next question. I mean, I would imagine that most of the people that you see come through your courts are on the lower income side of the spectrum, just because that seems to, so it would be harder to attach, you know, a garnishment or a gain to them. Is that probably a relatively true statement?
I haven't checked data, but you know, a lot of people are showing up coming straight out of jail where they've been arrested, and you know, that caused them to lose their job many times if they had a job. And I say a lot of people, I try to keep track of serious felons who have a high school diploma. Most of the serious felons I had in my career did not even have a high school diploma, and that makes it tough to have a meaningful job in life.
Right.
And oftentimes you run across people now too who have some sort of physical or mental disability that they just don't work. They might be on SSI. And so those people are asking for counsel as well.
Well, everybody asks for counsel. Rarely you have somebody that doesn't, even on the small cases.
So you're asking for 15?
I'm asking for 15.
This would be business. We'll take care of it. The council meeting. I don't know that there'd be any need for either judge to return for the council meeting. We need to vote on that for advertising for the additionals. But
I may have asked for that for her. Or did you ask?
This is my.
She asked for 15. Then you.
And I previously. 15? I previously asked, which was a holdover. So she's paying her bills out of something I'd come before she became judge,
right,
and asked for that she needed just to get her through when Morton was there.
So we need $115 for Superior, you need $115 for Civil?
Well, I think I was still carrying some over, but I tried to estimate today, what's it going to take me to get through the rest of the year? So we are sort of at zero now in our Civil Pauper, which are basically being eaten up by CHINS cases, Child in Need of Service cases, children taken away from their parents, and termination of parental rights. And just looking at our flow and payments, over this last year, I estimate, I would probably need 40. And as she said, they're shifting, well, just because she has a conflict of interest and can't do these cases that she was a judge in, that when she was a prosecutor, all those are shifted to my case. I have 200 lying on the floor now. I think there's more coming. not saying anything's wrong. That's the way it's got to be, so there's no conflict of interest. And she gave me a list that she thought she was going to be removing. So as they're coming up, I'm removing Ballard and appointing people from my list, working from my list. And she just told me she had a total of, I think, 71 cases varying from F6s to F5s to misdemeanor. And all those people are, then most of them are coming in with an attorney. So I'm seeing if they're still eligible. I'm removing Ballard, appointing somebody from my own list so we don't get in trouble with her people and my people being over the standards with the Public Defender Commission. So I've got her 71. I'm probably going to have another. Who knows? That's just the first two quarters. I've still got the third.
Do you think that 15 will get superior by?
Well, let me explain that by saying 15, so long as the Public Defender Commission allows me to reappoint Richard on the cases from quarter one and two.
Okay, so you'll be good at least with 15 for a while. If you need more, then you can come back and that. You think it'll be, and then Judge, you're asking for, I got another.
Whatever I had, I think part of that civil pauper. I don't think it's all.
You do, yeah, civil pauper, yeah. 40,000.
Well, and that's the new one. You still had old ones carrying over on the list for it.
Okay. We just need to know what you want, I guess, Dad.
Well, I think hopefully 75 in addition to what you're already carrying on your list tonight, because I've already spent what's before you tonight from the old days that just hadn't been acted on. So I've already used that.
Okay, so 115 is what we have on here that you're requesting.
Well, I think you're carrying over something from last time.
I don't know. I'm not.
Well, here.
This is what I have on my sheet.
On the appointment schedule, see? Yeah, we had, you're still showing 30,000 proper counsel in the old business. You still have to deal with that tonight?
I think it just needed to be advertised. I think we voted for it. It was advertised.
Did we already advertise that?
So yeah. Don't you vote again?
Did we advertise? Was that advertised for this?
Yeah, that was advertised.
That was how much?
30,000.
Okay. 30,000. And I don't remember where it was, civil or proper. I mean, civil or criminal. Okay.
So we have 30,000 was advertised for civil, so we have to approve 30,000 tonight.
Okay.
For civil. And then 15,000 for superior to be advertised.
But I'm anticipating I'm going to need the 115 to get through the rest of the year. So I sent an additional request down tonight.
Okay, so you have vote on 30 tonight. It's already advertised. Then you want 115, so what's the difference? 85?
No, I need 115 more than
more.
Yeah, okay, so we need 145,000.
I've already spent the 30.
All right.
You want 100. So between what you advertised before and we're voting on tonight and what you need is 145,000 in total.
Yes, okay. Because I anticipate that will hopefully get me through the rest of the year.
Okay, so we need to vote for 115 to be advertised in our council meeting and then the 30 to be approved because it's already been advertised. Then we need to have approved advertisement for 15,000.
You know, as I say, that's estimate because we've got some serious.
No, we understand. I'm just trying to get square what our business is for tonight. It's a little confusing on the
right
here. So.
I'm trying to explain.
There's also another 15 that they had asked for Superior Court that was advertised also. So you've got two.
Okay, 15, so we have. 15. Okay, so we got a 30 for civil, a 15 for superior that have been advertised already from last meeting, and then an additional 15 and an additional 85 for civil.
No, additional 115.
Oh, additional 115 for civil. Okay.
Because I think she's already spending on the 15 I asked.
We've already spent that.
It's gone.
Bring that up, will you please, Laura, when we get to our council meeting on that. I don't believe, there's the council, there's no reason for the two judges to come back. They can take off whenever they want. We have to approve it. I mean, it's for public council.
Well,
then you guys have to wait for another hour and a half or so.
Just for me, who's a little slower trying to figure this all out, then where does this money, you know, this additional that we're giving you, even though we have to give it to you, I understand that, but where does that come from? I mean, what is that?
My understanding, it comes out of your county general. It's unappropriated.
Right.
So we're asking for an additional appropriation of that amount.
Right. We cut the budget. It was pretty slim on your public council.
Right.
You submitted your budget.
We did this some time ago.
And, right.
And we have this money in additional, or unappropriated in the county general.
Yes.
I'll say we're not going to give them money that we technically don't even have to give them, whether we have to give them to you if they're wrong.
We have money in county general, but we have less money in county general. I mean, that,
right. We understand that, right?
There's nothing you can do about it either.
I mean, people, just the fact, like court opinions, have to have attorneys, and we try to guard it jealously and scrutinize it closely, And, you know, there's just a lot of people in trouble with drugs and their children. You know, that takes a hunk of it. We're looking closer at people giving people, like in a divorce case, simply because they don't have money. We're working to, and from the first quarter down to the middle two, they have fallen what we're spending. So, and we anticipate them holding our own, but it's still going to be serious in the last quarters. I understand the commissioners are concerned. They've both taken off their hats and really scrutinizing this. I've tried to answer Kenny's questions too. You know, it's not
did very well. Well, thank you.
I guess, and I don't know if this goes to the judges or not at all, but I mean, I guess for me, just speaking and being able to allocate money and understand, you know, I guess to me, it just surprises me that we haven't come up with a deal yet where, you know, if we're going to give somebody money, we don't have not only the money we're going to give them, but where it's coming out of and what we see what the final balance is. Because like here, I'm sorry to ask the question of where we give the money at, but I don't even know how much is in it. You know, we have no document here that shows us what's in the, like I said, I could tell you can have it because you tell me you have to have it. So I'm going to say, okay, you got it.
Right.
But would you write a check out of your checkbook and not know what the balance of your checkbook was?
Well, I would. We know what the balances are. I mean, I.
Yeah, but I guess for me,
I guess. I mean, we've got to come up with the money one way or another.
Right, but it's just nice to see that information in front of me when I'm when I'm doing it. You know, I guess for me, I'm a little slower. I don't hold all the
numbers. Your first budget, won't it?
Huh? Yes, this will be my.
Yeah, you'll see how everything is done there. But yeah, it's.
I just.
Basically, we try to cut everything down to bare bones, and we send it down to the state, and they cut it some more, and they send it back to us, and then we know we're going to have $500,000, $600,000 extra in there for things like this. That's what we try to prepare for. That's kind of the nuts and bolts of it.
I guess I just don't see all the numbers tallied up together, so we got $500,000, you know, I don't know, at this late in the year, maybe we spent $499,000 of it already, we got $1 left in, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Am I off the wall there, what I'm saying? I mean,
no, you're not.
We were a little bit in the hole earlier, and we did have to borrow some money from other funds, and hopefully we'll be able to pay that back at the end of the year. We'll have some money left over from encumbrances that we'll be able to pay that back, and then we'll start over next year, and hopefully we'll be better off. We had some big expenses this year already. So.
Yeah, give me what you want, and I'll be back. So,
and that's what that's the conversation we had, and that's the best we can do.
Yeah, I understand you have to satisfy the state. Yep. Yeah. So. Thank you.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Have any questions, anytime, come by and ask. We'll explain it. You know,
welcome aboard. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to our group.
What's it set for this? I got to call from Chamber President Judy Heater. Wanted to know if they don't know whether they're going to have Winter Wonderland with the Opera House gone this year. But they wanted to know if it'd be possible to have some hot chocolate here and have a choir, if that's the way it panned out. So they're asking for permission to do that. I said she had a meeting tonight. I said I was coming. I would convey that request, but it's not for sure. And I sort of doubt if it will happen here. But if it does, I said I would convey the request for you to all consider. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we did, just so we get this right for our meeting, man. Sorry to hold us up for a little bit, but. So the civil court, we need to advertise, approve for advertisement, $115,000. And he already has $30,000 that we need to approve. It's already been advertised. For superior court, then we need $15,000 additional to advertise tonight and approve $15,000 that has already been advertised.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of not the heart of what I was saying, but I'm not trying.
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
I can tell you.
Very confusing.
I can tell you. You know, I've done project management most of my last 15 to 20 years in the industrial world. And yes, I get told all the time government's different than the industrial world. Well, it's not altogether different, but it
right.
is.
Still got to make
but,
sure.
But when I went in and did a budget and I was asking for a request for a capital expenditure or whatever, I mean, I had to show. You know, where the money was coming from, what was going on. I mean, I had a document that I had to bring in that, you know, that showed what the budget was and, you know, and stuff. And it just surprises me that we just don't ask for a lot of information. It's kind of like, here it is, you know, prove it and go. You know, and I'm not taking that away from other people, but.
We just have some fluff built into the general fund.
Yeah, but I still think it needs to be, just my opinion, it just needs to be.
And we've got to watch the additional, that's, but this we can't do anything about.
Right.
But we do, right. We got to keep the additionals. We try to keep $1.5 million, and that's by month to month, I watch this really close. We try to make sure that, you know, each month we don't go like over 40, 50,000. 40 was pretty good. Although we did have to, because we didn't have some coverages and some different things that happened earlier.
But I just think, you know, like I said, just my opinion, but, you know, and I said that when I sat at a different table, you know, 8 years ago, that, you know, we don't ask for nearly enough documentation on presentations of what we're asking for, you know, just kind of go out, you know. I mean, we had a form 4 years ago that the commissioners used, Mike just loved it, but, you know, we did that just so. You know, people need to take some time to think about, you know, where it's coming from, how it's getting paid, and where the money's coming from. I mean, I can't keep that many numbers in my head.
Let the payback come to
me. Yeah.
I think as time moves on, too, a lot of it's more used for the job. Towards the end of Sheila's, well, I don't know how long she did, but we got budget statements every month.
Yeah.
And what was in certain funds and you know, it's going to take some time for
a lot. Oh, no, I'm not saying that. No. I put more back on the departments and stuff, let them to do that legwork, because they need to see exactly where it's coming from, how it's going to be paid and all. You know, I don't know that it's necessarily Laura's, you know, Laura, yeah, to give us a statement then, but, you know, to.
Laura, did you get, you emailed me a lot of that information. Did you email it to all the council members? Okay.
Anything I sent you, I sent to the rest.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of information I've been looking over for budgets upcoming.
Hope we have nothing else.
Well, I think you should. You could do interviews to everybody so we came to.
For you people that don't know him, this is Matt Bolts. Matt, you understand, he's our new IT.
Hi, Matt.
Hello. Nice to meet you, Matt. Thank you. I'm the guy that talks all the time and I have to shut up, so.
You can tell that already, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike, you remember, right?
Well, we work out our own conversation down here.
Yeah. That's why I tried pulling you back
in. That's why we set it in.
Unless you guys want to discuss this, I gave this to you if you want to discuss this copy of your practice leases that have come up. So we can wait that.
See the sheriff bringing in money to the general fund.
Before you get
federal cash,
this is DOC expense. Okay.
About twice the money.
I'm good.
We just.
Yeah, but when you drop them all off in the middle of the street out here, there's going to be problems.
They'll drop them off in the street. You're near that too.
He missed that meeting.
No, I was here for it. But that's the only thing that I hear right now. When they get released, they're all going to be released in the middle of Plaskett County. No, they'll go back to Fort Wayne. That's, you know, we had that discussion.
This one is due on the 20th. And we'll use that price. I'm pretty sure, but anyway, 140 is, this is a price. It was a scary thing.
So, you know, working for that is 100.
But we didn't do anything with it, so what's the change?
Max is 120.
Every month. For a copier that we've already
done. We've done all the bids and that.
And that's what the cost was.
That was over 5 years.
All the group made it.
We still have this much to
do. Is that right?
I figured it's always like that.
Yeah.
Anything else? Can you think? Or you want to adjourn?
I don't have anything.
Public comment?
On anything?
Do you have anything?
All right.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second it. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn.
All right.
Okay.
I'll second it then.
Tom motion, then Ken second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Post. Okay, motion carries, so council adjourn.
Okay, you guys went pretty fast there. You motion to adjourn?
Sure, you want me to motion to adjourn, I say.
And do motion on the council.
Who made the motion?
Tom, Ken, second.
Seven o'clock.
That's a nice place back there.
Not disturbing.